Hello, Vet Blast podcast listeners. We have big news. Fetch Coastal is moving from Atlantic City, New Jersey to National Harbor, Maryland in 2025. That's right. This is our last year having our Fetch Coastal conference in Atlantic City, and it's right around the corner. Join us October 14th to the 16th to kick off your week with networking opportunities, lectures from key industry leaders, and three unique hands-on labs. Don't miss out the last chance to earn CE with Fetch in Atlantic City.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey, do you ever want to be a cartoonist? What did I just say? Did I just say cartoonist? Yes, and this is veterinary medicine. And yes, you could do both. And we're chatting with our wonderful friend and colleague, Dr. Greg Bishop, who does both. How's it going, my friend?
It's going great. It's going great. Excellent pronunciation of cartoonist, too. It's not everyone gets that right.
Listen, when I'm from Jersey, you're lucky I can say a word, period.
I did my internship in Long Island, and oh. I could not believe how they talk.
Right. Well, like, for example, I just realized a few years ago, mind you, and I've been, you know, out of vet school for a long time, that ancylostoma is ancylostoma. I was calling it ancylostoma as if you put it on your pizza, you know?
I kind of like it, though. It sounds like a Jersey thug that's like.
Yeah. It definitely would be like. Skin. Yeah, I think that should be the name of my bowling team, the ancylostomas.
That's good.
It's a good hook. See what I did there?
I like that.
Well, speaking of puns and hooks and drawing and all that stuff, I'm really curious and interested to learn more about your journey on what you're doing now as a cartoonist, because to the listeners, I sought out Dr. Bishop because he really caught my attention with the great work that he does. And I'm excited to share that with our audience. So a little bit of information about our friend. He is a veterinarian, a cartoonist, author, blogger, and general restless creative, which I love that, by the way. Because you must have a hard time falling asleep sometimes, right? Your mind?
It's terrible.
Yeah. Constant. Yep.
I have a notepad by my nightstand and constantly scribbling in notes and then waking up in the morning and be like,
right.
No sense whatsoever, but I thought it was gold last night.
Right. Yeah. Sounds good. So he's a graduate from UC Davis in 2013, and he went on to complete small animal rotating internship in New York, just like he said. And since then, he practiced on the West Coast, first in general practice, before moving into a role split between emergency relief work and teaching at a veterinary technology program. He also has illustrated more than a half a dozen children's books, written blog articles and scientific papers, served as a staff cartoonist at the UC Davis, California Aggie, and is currently authoring a graphic novel about veterinary medicine for middle schoolers. And I can't wait to hear more about this. If science and creativity can be combined in any way, Greg is game to try. He lives in Portland, Oregon with his family, including two small human animals and two small canine animals, which you see right now we're recording this and they're upside down airing out the bits.
Yeah. Hours of training to get them to this point where they're
so cute. So, okay. So talk to us about cartoonists. So have you always been involved in drawing, and what did that look like in your journey?
Yeah, I've really always had a dual path. I mean, from as early as I can remember, I loved science. I loved animals, but I also loved drawing. I was a third of four kids and we had a pretty busy childhood. So I was constantly getting shuffled around, and my mom would just sit me basically in the hallway with a notebook and a crayon or a pencil, and I would just sit there and get lost in drawings. So usually of animals, usually dinosaurs, typically T-Rexes. But I would always, I always did that. And even in school, I drew and I drew cartoons. So by the time I got to college, I was doing cartoons for the undergrad newspaper and studying ecology, actually. And basically at any phase in my life, I was working on some creative project while also pursuing science. And when I got into veterinary school, I actually got in because I was trying to do video production. I was doing an internship in video, wildlife filmmaking, and I interviewed and made a video about the veterinarians at the zoo. And I just went, oh my God, that's what I should be doing. I want to be a vet. So I got into vet school. I started doing that, but I always was drawing cartoons, always was working on little fun creative projects, writing things. And the vet school at Davis has a newspaper, and I was a cartoonist, and then they asked me to be the editor. I think it's the only time they've had a cartoonist as the editor of the newspaper. Yeah. I mean, I had an impressive circulation of about 150, but still it was a blast to do. So yeah, I've done this for a long time. And then actually, funnily enough, my neighbor here, we've lived in Portland for about 6 years. My neighbor, who's an engineer, has been submitting cartoons to the New Yorker for a long time. And he started showing me them. And then I went, God, I love this format. I love this, the New Yorker format's a single panel gag cartoon. So it's, you know, it's a whole joke that's contained within this panel, and there's usually dialogue. And I had done so much writing and drawing at that point that I went, God, this is such a fun format. And we don't really have that for veterinarians, at least as far as I knew. There was a guy, Robert M. Miller, who did it for a long time. But I went, why don't I really try to get good at this and try to put it out there and try to provide that content for a veterinary audience? And I also do, you know, I do submit to the New Yorker as well. But there's this group of cartoonists in Portland that we get together and we share cartoons and we talk about joke structure and how to lay out things and how to make it flow. And I absolutely love it. And so right now, being able to do that for a veterinary audience is kind of one of my big passions. I love doing it. I love that there's no competition for me within the veterinary audience. And I'm just having a blast. It's a really good outlet for me.
That's awesome. So it sounded like you got the I want to be a vet bug a little later in your life, because the average age that someone decides to be a veterinarian, I don't know if you know this, is 10 years of age. So yours was a little later when you were doing that video, right?
Yeah. I always thought it would be too hard, to be honest. I had friends in undergrad. I had friends that were in vet school. And I just thought, oh, I can't do that. That's too hard. And there's been a few times in my life where I've sort of had a fire lit under me for whatever reason. And that was one of those moments. I was literally, I remember filming the veterinarians, Dr. Lisa Herrenstein at the Oregon Zoo. Yeah. And I had this panning shot she had some heron or something that was anesthetized. And I panned from the anesthesia machine to her. And I literally, the light bulb went off over my head. And I said, this is what I need to do. And I basically never looked back. And so I was probably 22 when that happened. But I had always worked with animals. I mean, I worked in zoos and done a lot of like field work actually by that point. So it wasn't too far of a stretch, but I did decide to do that later in life.
Yeah, I love that. And the fact that you can bring two of your favorite worlds into one is pretty amazing, you know, in drawing or whatnot. I'm looking at one of them that you have that says like, get the calipers and clear my afternoon. When it's a dog that's got all like these lumps and bumps on it, I guess, you know, so I think that's hilarious. So what resonated with you to say, you know, cause you know, drawing can be endless, you know, I'm trying to streamline what you really want to do. How did you find your niche and be like, okay, cartoon drawing is where I wanted to go?
Well, I love humor. I really loved in vet school, some of just the funniest people I'd ever met became really good friends. And we would actually in school make little videos, you know, to entertain the class. And we made, you know, everybody in school makes these funny videos nowadays. And we made music videos and stuff like that. But we would have like the whole, I mean, I would write sketches for these. The whole school would come down and we would screen it in the big lecture hall. So I just thought, you know, there's a need for that. There's a need for laughter. And
yes,
it weirdly enough, it took me 10 years of being in practice to feel like I had enough to say in a way that I could be entertaining. before, I don't know, I just felt like I wasn't, we all have imposter syndrome, right? So I think right. I had that, but then I realized, yeah, I think after 10 years, you're actually a vet and you can sort of make some comments or share these humorous insights. So I started to do that as a way to just get some humorous stuff out there. Because it's cartooning is great because you can do it on your own, you know, and the ideas come in a flash. I keep a notepad at work where I'll write down little ideas too, and then come back and draw them later. So it was a very feasible way to provide this humorous content for an audience that I really care about, that I feel really needs laughter and humor. Yeah. And I'm not really good at anything else in veterinary medicine. So I thought, why not specialize in this?
Can't make it to Coastal? No worries. We've got you covered with select Fetch Kansas City 2024 sessions now on Flex. For just $199, Fetch On Demand gives you access to the best sessions, speakers, and over 30 CE credits. That's right, 30 CE credits. Learn when, where, and how it fits into your busy life. Whether you are catching up between appointments, learning from the comfort of home, or squeezing in a quick session over coffee, Fetch On Demand gives you the flexibility you need to earn CE credits on your terms. Click the link in the show notes and learn more today.
Well, I mean, I just love all that versatility that we do within our career, and that's just awesome. And you also, you know, illustrated a children's book, right?
Or yeah.
I see, but I Can't Eat This Stuff. Is that one of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
It's adorable. And you guys, just to the listener, just to give you a little background. So this is it's a children's book, and Louie will make a veggie lover out of even the pickiest of kids. At first, Louie isn't so sure about the importance of eating his veggies. However, after a visit from some special friends, Louie decides, okay, maybe just one bite.
Yeah. there's a beefed up broccoli that is...
Yeah. I love that. Congratulations on that. So all the different things that you've done, where do you find you're most happy at with your, is it the drawing, the cartoonist? Is it illustrating children's books? Like where is Dr. Bishop most happy?
It's tough, honestly, because I do have a little bit of a, I don't know if it's ADHD or if it's grass is greener, but there's always some exciting new idea.
Yeah.
And it's when we get to the point where it's cricket, no squeakers. Come here. I'm sorry.
No, they're to the listeners, his two dogs are absolutely precious. I wish I can capture video and show them this because they're just so stinking cute. But they're playing in the background while we're recording this. And they're just, I'm trying not to laugh while he's talking to me because they're being so silly.
The only thing they want is the squeaker right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
So finding that, like, so there's always something more exciting, you know, and really, I think in my dream of dreams, I'm like, I want to run a production company for veterinarians that we make funny videos and we make a magazine, we do all this stuff, and it's just fun and entertaining and provides this voice. But for right now, when I am drawing a single panel gag cartoon, I love the levels that you can get to and especially constructing all that stuff in there. I can get lost in drawing. When I'm doing the children's books, some of the illustrations now I'm working on the ninth one right now, and I hit flow state, no problem. I mean, I get in there and then I look up and it's 4 hours later and I have no idea where the time went because I just got completely lost in it. So that's a really happy place, very therapeutic place for me to get to when I'm drawing.
Do you feel like you have enough time with it? Because I can imagine, you know, when you're creative, you have to stop, think, maybe storyboard it out. And then you're also doing relief work too. So is it a little bit cumbersome?
It's hard to, it's like switching gears, you know, and that's what I'm learning or really have gotten better at and hope to get better at in the last year or so is if you try to do it all, you won't do any of it well. And I think in veterinary medicine, it's sort of the same thing. You know, if you try to do everything at the level of a boarded surgeon, you just can't. And I think being a veterinarian really teaches you, like, you can be a jack of all trades, not necessarily a master of all. So I think when I switch gears, I try to be really intentional about it. I try to reduce distractions. I mean, I think being creative is really, really difficult if you are prone to distraction, because it's so hard to kind of conjure up the image of what you want this final product to be. And it's so tempting to just go off and do something else. But it's like a muscle, you know, you get more disciplined at that. And that's been really rewarding.
I thought it would be really cool, listeners, that, you know, how cool would it be to have Dr. Bishop at one of our conferences and to teach us a little drawing? Like, we come up with an idea, but you kind of guide us along the way, you know, give us a little bit of tips. I thought that would be really cool. I mean, listen, I mean, I could doodle and draw, but it'd be cool to have your guidance and expertise. And we all come with an idea and like, we all share those, you know, one story panels. I think that'd be fun to do, right?
Do a little album of each conference. It would be great.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's really cool, actually. There's a fair amount of research on using humor as a clinical communication tool in human medicine. And if you do it well, it can be really effective. And one of the things, I mean, this is funny. So this is literally my work desk, and I have a paper that I printed out on evolutionary veterinary science, because I just think that's fascinating. That's a whole new, like, cutting edge branch. But then I also have this book by the guy that founded The Onion called How to Write Funny. And it's like a breakdown of all this stuff. So I really, it's like dual paths. Each of these things is just as important to me. And I'm I do think coaching people through one of those sessions will be so fun, because people say, oh, I'm not funny, I can't draw. And it's total bull crap. Like, you can have an idea, and that is the seed of your cartoon. And anybody, it doesn't matter if it's stick figures, you know, you can construct a cartoon with that. And it's such a great format for delivering, you know, ideas and jokes and thought.
Yeah. I think everybody is creative. Listen, if we're veterinary professionals, you know, we got a story to share. These are the stories that we share with our significant others enough where you're like, what? And you always are saying, like, I can't make this up, you know, but blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, how fun would that be to inject it into some drawings and like some humor or whatever? So I thought that would be fun to do. So stay tuned, listeners. I know we're working with Dr. Bishop to see what we can do, because I think that would be a lot of fun. But also, this has been fantastic. Where can listeners go to learn more about you and see some of your work?
Best place is sasquatchpaw.com.
I wasn't waiting for that. I was not prepared for that. Wait a minute.
Okay. Just how it sounds.
Okay.
Sasquatchpaw.com is I started a website last year, and it's just a weekly blog with a lot of cartoons. So all of my New Yorker rejects get put up there. And then I do some stories and some sort of animated essays. And then on Instagram, I'm Sasquatch_paw. And on LinkedIn, I'm Greg Bishop, evidence-based veterinarian and evidence-based cartoonist. But the website's the best call. And then Instagram for most of my non-veterinary related cartoons get posted on there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm combing through them, and they're really fantastic. They really are, Greg. Nice job.
Thank you.
These images are beautiful too. I love it. Excellent. The brave little stump.
That's a cautionary tale of using AI to generate stories.
Oh, I love it. So cool. Well, excellent. Dr. Greg Bishop, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you to your fur babies for also being on the show.
Thank you so much, Adam. This is a delight.
You're welcome. I look forward to finally meeting you in person, because I'm sure we'll be laughing and drawing as we hang out. So thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast. And, you know, I just want to take a pause for a second about this, because I try to bring guests on the show, veterinary professionals, that obviously we all do amazing work, but I also love hearing different perspectives. And Dr. Bishop's is one of them, where you're like, I've always wanted to be a drawer. Well, now you hear somebody that's doing it, go for it, do it. You can do both. I mean, we've have real estate agents on here that are also, you know, veterinarians. We have bankers that are veterinarians, fitness coaches, bodybuilders. I just think it's great that we know that there's so many parts of your story to write in your life. And that's just another great one that you're doing. So hats off to you.
Thank you. Thanks for providing the format for it. It's amazing to put this.
Yeah. Oh, it's my honor. My honor. All right, everybody. We'll catch up next week. Have a great week. Take care, everybody. See you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. You got to use your chest voice. Vet Blast Podcast.
Vet Blast.
There you go. Did it.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.